Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dias, Troy Hall, and Christina Brocato. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, and you're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free, and joining me, as always, Charleston, South Carolina. He is a COO of South Carolina Federal Credit Union. He is Tough Talking Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I just wanted to say happy October 21st. And because today's news is filled with tons of protesting, I wanted to let you know that in 1967, thousands protested the war in Vietnam.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. I'm sure they did. And joining Troy, one state north on the geographical scale, going northward, we've got Christina Brocato, the marketing genius from Truliant Federal Credit Union. She is the cute part of Hot and Cute. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jason?
It is very, very nice to have you all. I am broadcasting live from the offices of Eloquent Online and AdTracts.org from the beautiful, crisp city of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, where I am celebrating 16 years with my lovely wife today, Susanna. 16 years. Happy anniversary, sweetheart.
And aww, that's so nice. We'll have to send her a sympathy card for putting
Yo,
up with
you. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And since Troy brought it up on 1967, something else happened on this day in 1967. I don't make a big deal out of it, but since you mentioned it, I also got married on my birthday. So I am 44 years old or young today, born October 21st, 1967. And no middle school student who asked me one time right after World War II, not quite that long ago, but 44 years and counting. So it's a kind of a dual day of celebration here at the Casa de Dias in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. But, of course, the show is not about me. The show is about credit unions. And, Troy, your Simple Sense blog was blowing up this morning about Bank Transfer Day. Talk to us about it.
Well, yeah, you know, I kind of had this little thing about it, and that is this. First of all, I am a fan of credit unions big time. And anyone who's out there promoting credit unions, you would think that normally I'd just go right along with it, going like, well, what could be so bad about that? And I'm hoping that my fans don't think that Tough Talk and Troy went off the Tough Talk mountain on this. But here's the deal. Do we really need someone to tell us when we should be smart about our money and about what we're doing? Do we have to wait for someone to organize a day, an event, in order to make it happen? I really and truly don't think so. And what also gets me a little riled up is the date is November the 5th. And do you know why they chose November the 5th?
Do tell.
Okay. They chose it in honor of Guy Fawkes, who on November the 5th had a plot to blow up the British House of Lords.
Nice.
Now, so it sounds like, okay, well, great. You know, we've got this whole, you know, this whole thing where, you know, I'm not getting what I should get and I should be taking more responsibility for myself. And, you know, it's a shame on you for treating me like this by thinking that you can just get away with it. So we're going to be now real patriotic and go for no. But I have to say that before that all happens, you may want to know about three key facts for November the 5th. The first one is the plot didn't work. The second one is the guy was arrested. And third, he was hung on January 31st, 1606 for treason. So if you're going to pick a day that is going to symbolize something significant in your movement, wouldn't you pick a day where something happy happened or something good or something valuable or something memorable? Like November 9th, for instance.
I do know what that day is.
That is the day that the Berlin Wall fell down.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
So So you have to think about it from this perspective. I mean, basically for me, it says, you know, I'm going like, okay, Berlin Wall, okay, the 99% not so rich, the 1% very stinking rich, you know, there's a possibility there's a wall there between that two factions. Okay, I get that. Wall Street, Berlin Wall. The wall in Berlin separated communism from democracy, and we're a democratic movement. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking that maybe we could have picked a better day for this.
Well, before I give you my thoughts, Christina, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Troy. I mean, I think it's a great idea to put a day out there to say, hey, guys, let's do this. I also think that you shouldn't necessarily need a day, but if you are going to have a day, pick a better one.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, it's sort of like the whole thing with our buddy, the CU Warrior, in that infamous blog post about the Prague Spring of whenever it was, 1968. I mean, I believe what happens, honestly, these guys go out there, they Google something, they're looking for some metaphorical or an analogous story, and they don't do the research. They don't do enough research. They don't get past the first four paragraphs on Wikipedia and end up putting up the Prague Spring. Now, Troy, as you know, I'm writing a book about the Cold War.
Yeah.
Called Cold Warriors and Christian Soldiers. So the Berlin Wall, the Prague Spring, all that stuff factors into this. So when he first put that put, I was like, why in the world are you suggesting that we embrace something that failed? When had you just read a little further south on your computer, you would have found out there was a successful spring revolution tied to the fall of communism. Of course, the thing is, a lot of these people from Madison and a lot of people occupying Wall Street would probably jump over the wall to get into communist Russia right about now, or East Germany at the time. And I think what we're seeing right now are some very, very significant political divisions being expressed in just about everything we do, whether it's branding, whether it's marketing, whether it's what company. I mean, I'll tell you, the other day, somebody asked me, you don't care about the environment, do you? They asked me that question at the grocery store. Now, why do you suppose they asked me that question as I was getting out of my car?
Because you didn't bring your little reusable bag with you?
Did not bring my reusable bag. And, of course, I drive a Hummer H3, which is not associated with – and I'm just like, this little person getting out of a Yaris or whatever. It was one of the little voltage little cars that you plug in. And I said, I do care about the environment, but I care about the safety of my family more. Have a good day. You know, go get your bean sprouts and whatever you're going to get. I think there's a lot of this going on right now. It's going to be a very, very interesting time. I think the political climate is going to change significantly next year. I think it's going to really be the first truly social media presidential campaign where we're all going to have our say on every single thing that happens. But I agree with you, Troy. I wish people would do a little more research and put – I mean, this Berlin Wall falling, what could have been better? And what Christina said, every day should be bank transfer day if you're doing your job right at the credit union. You should be compelling people every single day to take their money out of it.
Yeah, and that's the essence of what the message was basically, is that it's every day. That moment is now, you know, because basically if you needed someone to tell you that you have to do this bank transfer day and that's when you kind of rally up your message, then that means that you've not been paying attention to any of the nickel and diming that's been happening to you. You've not been paying any attention to the fact that many of the decisions, corporate decisions that affect you as a consumer, are being made somewhere that's not even with any local input at all, that knows the regional or local area. And you're also subject to, you know, folks who maybe run organizations who get large salaries and squander money away right and left and then expect you to pick up the tab later on. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, I love doing the show here with the grown-ups who actually run credit unions each and every day. I still think Bank of America is trying to dump low net worth customers with that $5 debit card fee, and I think a lot of credit unions are getting rolled right into their strategy. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about our favorite brands. The three hosts of the Radio Free Credit Union show have their favorite brands, and as we get into the real meat of fall and the holiday shopping season that's already kicking off in many places, we're going to talk about why these brands are our favorite and what credit unions can learn from them, and we'll do it right after this.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
All right, you are back on the Radio Free Credit Union Show, where the talk is hot and the hosts are...
hotter.
and cuter.
And if you're wondering why Christina isn't talking as much, she has a bit of a, I guess, like allergies or something. She's losing her voice a little bit. So we're going to start with our favorite brands, our favorite brands. I don't know if we'll get through all of them with 19 minutes and 49 seconds left to go on the show. But, Troy, tell the credit union audience, what is one of Tough Talk and Troy's favorite brands?
Well, just from a pure pleasure standpoint, it's the Keurig.
It's the
K-Cup. That is it. That is, I am totally, madly in love with my coffee, like probably most of Americans. At one point in time in my life, I would have said that if you found me along the side of the road, you want to use Maxwell House as an intravenous way to give me a blood supply because that's what it would take. But, so I really like that. It really works for me in our household because it's customized. Everybody can pick exactly what they want. The flavors are like over the top, and there's all kinds, and it's easy, and even the grandkids can do it. I don't have to worry about buying special decaffeinated coffee over here and a special this over here, and then I make one pot of caffeinated, and I have to make another pot of decaffeinated. I mean, it's like you can just plug and chug and go, and I absolutely love it.
Wow. I'll tell you one thing, Christina. If I lived at Troy's house, I would probably have to hide the caffeinated coffee from him. What do you think, Christina? Are you familiar with the Keurig, the coffee maker? I like it.
I think it's a neat little invention. So, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one. I wasn't expecting that from you, Troy. I actually have one in my garage that stopped working, so maybe I can send it to you, and you can get it to work. All right, Christina, how about you now? You're one of the most sought after demographics out there. You're a young lady. You're a professional woman. You're a homeowner. You're married. What's one of your favorite brands, and why?
Well, I actually decided on I'm going to follow Troy's theme of coffee, but I am a big fan of Starbucks.
Oh, all right.
Probably if I had one of Troy's little contraptions, maybe I wouldn't go to Starbucks as much as I do. But for me, it's all about the experience. My group at Starbucks at the Loop in Greensboro, if any of them are listening, they know me. They actually know me by name. When I come through the drive-thru, they know my car as it comes up. And my coffee is ready when I get to the window.
Wow.
And all they now say to me at the little drive-thru box is, "Hi, Christina, is it your normal coffee today?"
Wow.
And that's all. I just have to say yes, because sometimes I do mix it up for them and confuse them. But, they know what music I like because they can hear it coming out of my car. They know me. They know my husband. So, for me, it's all about that experience.
Wow. And I would say... Right. I would agree with both of you. Coffee is how I start my day. I used to end my day that way and then wondered why I couldn't sleep, so I don't end it that way anymore. But that's cool. Troy, you were going to say something?
I'm just going to say I really just like the whole experience. I really and truly get that. I'm a big fan of Starbucks as well for the experience that I can gain when I go in there and just the whole merchandising and the foods and all that stuff. So really from that type of a brand experience, totally love it. And that was a lot of what we used kind of to model the credit union experience that we have here for our members, was to want to create an experience. We know that we will never be a destination by choice in that regard, where people will choose to go to the grocery store, they choose to go to work, they choose to go to Starbucks. But we definitely want the experience to be like it. So I applaud you. That was a great choice.
That is a great choice. And Christina, you're right. The experience is so important, and it's sort of like Starbucks doesn't need a coffee transfer day because you already know what to expect when you go there.
Right. Well, and that was part of what I was going to say as well, is just the consistency. Whether I go to Starbucks here, I go to Starbucks in California, I'm pretty much walking into the exact same thing no matter where I go. I know my coffee is going to come out the way I want it to. So it's all part of that experience.
And what I think credit unions can learn most about it is exactly what Christina and Troy said. There is a consistency about it. Now, granted, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different credit union brands out there in the United States and elsewhere. But if credit unions could just, coalesce into the one place where banking is friendly, where banking can be counted on to be fast and efficient, I think people wouldn't need all of these gimmicks that I've seen this year to get people into credit unions. They would just go there just the way Christina goes and has that personal experience each and every day at Starbucks. Okay. one of my favorite brands. And I have to tell you just a quick story about how I kind of came to this realization. Back in 2006, I had a speaking engagement in Norfolk, Virginia. And I flew up there, and when I got to the hotel, I realized I had not packed my AC adapter for my computer. And so I knew that my computer was not going to last through the session the next day. So I went to Circuit City in Norfolk. The only thing I could think about when I walked into the Circuit City, Christina and Troy, do y'all remember a movie called Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Christina may not. It's kind of an older movie. But it was seriously like walking into a mall circa 1979, 1980. The place was dark and dank. The sales guys had on these cheesy, you know, blazers and stuff. It just felt old. And it's funny because I used the money from that show. I still bought my AC adapter there. But I used the money from that show to go to Best Buy and buy what I thought at the time was a really big computer monitor, a 20-inch computer monitor. And when I went to Best Buy, the differences between those two stores was so obvious, glaringly obvious, just in the way it was lit up and everything else, that Best Buy has been one of my favorite brands for a long, long time. And you can go in there and you can promise yourself, I am not going to spend any money in here. And Best Buy makes it almost impossible to keep that promise to yourself. And I like how they localize their brand with the commercials with the people from individual stores. And so they are absolutely one of my favorite brands. And when we come back from the break, we're going to find out what else Troy and Christina like when they're out there spending their hard-earned money. And we'll do it right after this. You are back on the Radio Free Credit Union show. I said back three times because we have three hosts now. Where the talk is hot and the hosts are
hotter
and cuter.
With us, America, because you know it's true. Can I get a witness from the congregation? It is so, so true. With 12 minutes left to go on the show, we are talking our favorite brands. These are a few of our favorite things. Not to be confused with the song from The Sound of Music, but some of our favorite brands. And Troy, how about you? You had a couple more for us?
I do have a couple more, and I'll kind of mention them both together and kind of give you a feel for that. And one of them is Amazon, and the other one is Google. And so I know this, that, you know, many times we talk about brands. I wanted to go really non-traditional in our discussion because I think that's gives us an opportunity to have folks really get some value out of our conversation today because they have to think beyond just traditional, I am getting a service, or because you do get a service to these things, but that it's not just a specific product related. And because credit unions do provide service, I really kind of thought that there's an opportunity to think about it that way. But what I've really liked about the way Amazon has captured its brand is that it is the most successful .com without a physical location in the history of all of the .com franchising and processing and whatever. And it has found a way to connect itself in lots of different ways, and it sells everything. It does everything, and it's so convenient. And I think that, you know, even though we talk about Life Simplified as our brand here at the credit union, we're not always Life Simplified, but I have to tell you that Amazon really just knocks it out of the park for me. How easy it is to use PayPal if I choose to do it. I can super save my transaction and get free delivery. Everything comes. I get notices telling me when something was shipped, if something was delayed, if there is this happening, that happening. Return policy, no problem. Oh my gosh, I just totally love it to death.
How about you, Christine? Do you like Amazon? Do you use Amazon at all?
I do, and I'm surprised I did not bring that one up because I must have a missing gene, but I hate going shopping at the holidays. So I pretty
Very
much spend most of my time between October and beginning of December on Amazon buying everything for Christmas.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you something, Troy. We talked about this before the show, and I told the folks I didn't want to know what they were going to say because I kind of wanted to be surprised myself. But on my little piece of paper here. I did have Amazon based upon the commercials they've been showing where you can scan the barcode with your phone and stuff like that. And I've been real impressed with what they're doing. And, again, just a great example. You know, they kind of had that relationship with Borders, and now that Borders is gone, I think it's actually going to enhance their business than do any harm to it. So, Christina, what about you? What are some other brands that you love?
Well, one of my other ones is Target or Target. And part of that is I love the strong brand. You know, all you have to do is see that bullseye and you know exactly. The audience got excited about that one.
Well, they're Target snobs. I'm a Target snob. I'm married to a Target snob. And it's like I tell people in my sessions, Christina and Troy, when I am loading those big red bullseye bags into the trunk of my car, I know without a doubt in that one moment that I'm better than Walmart people, and that's important.
Well, you know, in following up with that, Target, we're also a Target family as well, so that was another – I think that's a home run for the three of us. But I want to go back to the Google thing one more time, just tell you exactly for me, the Google. I think any time that a brand name can become a verb –
yes.
It deserves some recognition in the brand world. And it doesn't matter whether you're looking at Bing or Yahoo or whatever. Everyone says Google it. And when I was it was really interesting because my son was taking an algebra and trigonometry class as he's now decided to go back to school, and we're just so happy that that's happening. And so he was saying, well, Dad, how do you do this one thing? Do you know how to do it? And I said, well, I'm not actually sure, but let's go Google it. And it just was another reminder for me that, and he was like, oh, yeah, great idea. It's just amazing the resource and the information that's available through that process. And I just kind of thought that if you can say verb with your name, then you get credit for a brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've often talked about it, how it's kind of hard to turn a credit union into a verb. You can't say I'm credit unioning that, or I'm going to be a credit unioning this weekend.
Right.
I think in some ways that the name credit unions continues to impede some of the ability of credit unions to kind of have that immediacy, that linguistic immediacy the way Google has, because you're absolutely right. We do it all the time. We were watching a movie the other night, and I didn't know if a particular actor was still alive. And my wife just, Google it. And it's exactly what I did. And a few seconds later, Ad Asner's still alive. So,
I actually just had a conversation with my husband last week, and I can't quite remember what we were trying to figure out how to do, but I said, well, how would you do that? And he looked at me and he said, well, if there was only just one easy place we could go and figure that out. So he pulled up his computer and we Googled it and figured out exactly how we were going to do whatever it was that we were doing.
Yeah.
Well, based upon our conversation, and I'll ask Troy this question first, based upon what we like about our brands, what can credit unions learn from these brands that they can apply so that their members, if they were asked, hey, credit union member A, what is one of your favorite brands? How do we compel those members to say, one of my favorite brands is South Carolina Federal Credit Union or Treliant Federal Credit Union? What do credit unions need to take away from this?
They need to take away what Christina started with, and that was the experience, because it is what is the most memorable way, and it isn't just service, it is the experience. It's from the moment that they connect with your organization until the next time they connect with you. How are they connecting the dots? And are you making it so that people want to come back and connect the dots? Are you making it such an experience that people will go, wow, I don't even remember that. That was, wow, or did they remember it to the point where they were going like, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that puppy again. So, mm-hmm. So I really think that that's what successful credit unions will do and have done, and that is to really master their brand and make sure that their brand speaks into everything they do. And it's not just up to folks like Christina and myself and Beth and our group here in marketing to come up with clever slogans and flashy billboards, but it's what we talk about at the credit union. It's called Brand Inside Out, and we do a special session for all of our new employees. It's a session program that I put together, and every new employee that comes in the organization has to come through my session, which is Brand Inside Out, and it's really about how your behaviors, how you are as an individual, how you connect to the brand, and we help make sure that the employees understand that so there is no mistake on how to do it. And we make sure that the employees understand that the brand is the employee's responsibility. It's not those folks in marketing who might sit several layers away from you. They aren't the ones who do that. Your job is the brand.
That's a great point. And Christina, you know, Troy mentioned Google and, of course, Amazon.com. What from the technology standpoint, because so many of our members now, they don't always have that in-person experience with the credit union. How do we make that online experience something that they can appreciate?
Well, I think you can go and you can look at your branches and you can say what look and brand have we put in place there and how do we carry that over into the online world, because each of us, at least I know Truliant does, is we have our brand standards, and so the same, you know, we reflect the same colors in our branches as we do online and on Facebook and throughout everything. And so to that end, you know, we also have the same messages that we just carry across all of the platforms. You have to do it a little bit differently, but you can still carry that same message through all of the platforms.
And one of the things I like about Truliant is, I mean, you actually do create an experience of sorts for people in the online space. I notice, because I follow y'all on Facebook occasionally, I guess you give out like a $25 gift card on the Facebook side of things, and you know, I think that creates a little bit of buzz community. So I think there is a way to get into that online social space and do some pretty cool things. I'm sorry, Troy,
yeah.
You were going to say?
No, I was going to say, and part of that online experience that Christina was relating to is the fact that that's why social media is so important, because if you want your online experience to replicate as much of the face-to-face information as possible, then you need to have a social aspect, because until you make a decision that the tellers aren't allowed to talk to people when they walk in the room, then you better be thinking of a way to get social media somehow into your organization, because it's how the conversation continues.
Right, right. And our Facebook page is extremely social. We, you know, as comments go up, I have a dedicated staff member who watches what's going on and responds fairly quickly. If we need to research something before we can respond, that might take a little bit longer, but we try to have pretty quick turnaround time, so they're still having that social experience with us, even if it is online.
Right. Well, I think the key today is that credit unions, if you want to be thought of as a favorite brand in the eyes of your members and potentially non-members, consistency, huge branding, super, super important. But it's like I've been saying, even in this age of digital this and app that, I still think lots and lots of relationships are made and lost in the branch and on the telephone, those in-person, interpersonal communications. I think we ought to do some time, Christina, is get Troy to do that brand inside out right here on the show for everybody.
I think that would be great. I want to hear it.
I do too. I do too. Does the studio audience want to hear it? They're asleep again. I don't know. We're going to stop eating these guys, because they get to eating the free food and stuff here, and they just start to tune out.
You know, maybe you might get lucky, and maybe our friends at CU Times might let me do another guest opinion.
Oh, like the one you did this past Tuesday, folks. If you, I know, because I was reading it this morning and kind of noticed on the right-hand side of the page there was an ad for Bank of America, which I thought was kind of ironic. But, yes, tell us a little bit real quickly. Got a minute to go here about your article in the CU Times guest column.
Yes. You know, part of what I've been working on and doing and spending time through the credit union industry is talking about generational marketing and the generational preferences and how that is impactful. And so put together an article on adjusting the digital marketing for all markets and for all generations, and it kind of basically gives you Tough Talk and Troy's opinion as to how you can leverage the digital marketing for your generations, at least to think about it from that perspective. And hopefully it'll be a several-part series, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Very good. Y'all can find that on the CU Times. Just search Troy or Troy Hall. It's out there right now. I read it this morning. Troy, I hope you have a great, great weekend with your family. Enjoy your coffee.
Thank
Christina,
you.
I hope your voice gets back to where you want it to be. And
thank
then you,
you
also have great weekend. And on behalf of everybody here at the Radio Free Credit Union show, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. We got a great announcement this week. We're going to close out the year again in December with our buddy Diana Dykstra, the president of the California Credit Union, who agreed to join us for our last show of the year. We're looking forward to that. So until next week, Radio Free Credit Union show, if it's Friday, it's Radio Free, and we'll talk to all of you next week. Have a great weekend.